and feel that it is. You don't think twice about it. These are times when you are being guided by that unseen hand. Your higher self is directing you because there is more to the story than meets the eye. A client, Michelin North America, was referred to me for a relatively small event. They were showcasing their new designer tires to the local auto industry with a reception at our city's automotive museum. They had invited only a few special guests, had already booked the museum, so there was no profit for me there, and in short, there was a rather meager budget. The corporation, located in South Carolina, I'm in Los Angeles, didn't participate in conventions here, so there didn't seem to be much prospect for future business from them. But my inner voice said, "Do it." I coordinated the small event and gave it my best, the client expressed appreciation, and that was that. A couple of months later, I heard from the client again. They were planning to fly 250 of their best dealers from the East Coast to Los Angeles to celebrate New Year's Eve in grand style at the Auto Museum and to attend the Rose Parade, in which Michelin had a float. The celebration was commemorating the 100th anniversary of Bibendum, the Michelin Man. That New Year's Eve gala was a six-figure billing from my company Marilyn Janae locations, and Bib was a big hit at his birthday party and on his float in the parade. He was also looking very buff for his age. In the years following that event, I coordinated other events in Los Angeles for Michelin. One was a huge media event that showcased 90 environmentally friendly cars for which Edouard Michelin himself flew in from France. This is especially significant in that the event took place in October 2001, a month after the traumatic events of September 11, 2001. It was generally known that following 9/11, the world turned upside down and special events were canceled far and wide. People were not flying. Anthrax was major news. The hospitality and events industries were impacted greatly. But the Michelin media event, which was actually part of a three-day itinerary in three cities, went on as planned. When we boldly claim our good, all of the forces of the universe will come into play to fulfill our expectations, sometimes in the disguise of little packages. When you listen to that inner voice, it will tell you when the little packages contain diamonds. Chapter 41. Can we really have the universe on speed dial? Who needs the universe on speed dial when you have Marilyn? Susan posted on the Feel Free to Prosper Network. Marilyn always says that her program is like having the universe on speed dial. I agree. But I found that having Marilyn on my speed dial, which she actually is, a bonus for being one of her select private students, is a very powerful thing. Yesterday I was in panic mode because the proposal I needed to move forward with a big design development project for one of my newest clients was not delivered to me as promised, and the deadline was yesterday. I couldn't reach the person creating the proposal, and the whole project was riding on it. I called my backup person but got no answer. Sometimes this person can get very busy, so I thought I wouldn't hear from him and would be up the creek. Yeah, I know, that's negative thinking. That's why I called Marilyn for some much-needed intervention for my negative thoughts and panicking mind. But she didn't answer. She was actually on another call at the time. So I left a voicemail and explained the situation and asked her to please call me with guidance. I literally just hung up the phone after leaving the message, and lo and behold, my backup person called. He was available for me immediately and was able to get a proposal to me in just a couple of short hours. I was so relieved. I only needed to call Marilyn and leave a message, and everything worked itself out. Marilyn later explained that I didn't even need to speak to her. Speaking to her voicemail allowed our spirits to connect and help bring me back to the spiritual plane for guidance, and I certainly got it within minutes. I just had to share my story. It was another lesson in the ways of the universe. The Wizard of Odds? Let's discuss this subject. I think it's a very interesting one. Perhaps I shouldn't take all the credit for this seemingly supernatural occurrence. Then again, I do believe I deserve more credit than the Wizard of Oz. Joking aside, you've heard me say that the supernatural is really quite natural once we understand the laws. It appears that Susan recognized her connection with spirit. I'll get back to her experience in a moment after I give you some background on the subject. Many times in the past, students or potential students who have spoken to me have noticed that immediately after we connected, they would have a prosperity manifestation, sometimes before they received their program or lesson material. There are two reasons that a connection with a prosperity mentor or teacher can produce instant results. Champion. One of my teachers was Champion K. Teutsch, Ph.D., an extraordinary man who is renowned for his groundbreaking work relating to mental and spiritual laws and consciousness. He was honored in many countries as well as in government, scientific, and medical circles. More than one movie star attributed their Academy Award to his mentoring. Government officials, even a presidential candidate, contacted him for help. He was truly one of a kind in this field, and I was so fortunate that the universe brought me to him. Often when I went to Champion's office, he would tell me that as soon as I walked into his office, I would tune into his consciousness. I would laugh about it in front of him, but then I would return to my office and a major piece of business would arrive out of the blue. I was delighted by this, but never really thought about it again over the years until I started teaching Feel Free to Prosper. The same thing would happen with my students or soon-to-be students, only in my case the contact was over the phone. Champion was again proven right, just as he had been proven right about many things in the medical and scientific communities. We are all greatly affected and impacted by the consciousness of those around us. We have felt the influence of certain people who lifted us up or made us feel happy or joyous, and we have sadly experienced the opposite effect of others. So it's not surprising to find that when we meet someone who has a prosperity consciousness and a firm faith and conviction in the laws, we can be influenced by and absorb their faith, vibration, or frequency. Susan's wings. The other reason this happens is easy to understand once it's explained. When a potential student resonates to me and we connect, they acquire new inspiration and hope. The possibility that they have found the answer and solution to their situation. What happens then? Their subconscious mind immediately opens up with faith and expectation, and faith can move mountains of negative thoughts and conditioning. Remember the biblical phrase about faith as a grain of mustard seed? Even the tiniest bit of faith, when sown, can open up our consciousness to grand manifestations. We know that someone can be given a placebo, an inactive substance, instead of a medication and get the same positive results. What is that about? Faith. Now, with regard to Susan's situation, she had been a student of mine for months and had experienced wonderful results. So I'd say that her faith level was high up on the scale. Yet some of her old, worn-out patterns surfaced on occasion, and she would get caught off guard when something would trigger this. But because of her prosperity work, her subconscious mind wanted to bring her back to her prosperity state. Her instinct was to reach out to her mentor, as this had worked for her in the past. She would have found resolution if I spoke with her, but here is what I believe was happening with her at the time of that incident. I have often stated that my definition of a mentor is someone who teaches their mentees to tap their own resources so that they don't need to depend on the mentor. The mentor teaches the eaglet to fly on its own. However, during the mentoring process, the student can lean on me and allow me to be the bridge to get there. They can rely on my faith in the laws until they have increased their own faith and conviction. Susan was reaching out to spirit or universal mind for guidance and help. I represented her connection to spirit, her bridge. But in that instant of reaching out to spirit, spirit answered her. The longer walk and hand-holding by me across the bridge was no longer necessary. Spirit wanted to reveal itself to her and did a perfect job of doing so, even before she could reach me personally on the telephone. So I believe the eaglet was growing her wings and learning to fly on her own. Or we can say that Susan was discovering for herself what it's like to have the universe on speed dial. Susan will then become a bridge for others in her life. I hope this helps you understand the value of the right teacher or mentor to speed you to the consciousness and results that you desire. I'm honored that you are allowing me to guide you through this book. Chapter 42, Progression, Not Recession. I'm here to impact you with the truth of your being. Each of us has the innate ability to achieve victory no matter what is occurring in the outer world and despite popular opinion. All we need to do is to acquire wisdom and knowledge and apply it to prove this. The first and most powerful thing you can do to become victorious during a downturn economy is eliminate the word recession entirely from your vocabulary. That's right. Stop saying it. Stop writing it. Stop feeding that message to your subconscious mind, which will only interpret it as an order. Stop mimicking mass mind thinking and media conversation. Forget the R word. Who is the creative authority in your life? The mass mind? The media? Or is it the most powerful, creative force in the universe that responds to your words, thoughts, and feelings? Choose one right now. Are you concerned about the economy and your business? The chapter entitled, The Single Most Immediate Thing You Can Do Right Now to Increase Your Income is worth listening to again and again. Reinforcement is valuable and a key to prosperity consciousness. Forget the R word. Stop referring to a recession. Accept that there is no recession in your world. There is only progression in your life and in your business. Keep that thought firmly planted in your mind, no matter what is happening in the outside world. One of my favorite quotes is, "One with God, the universe, is a majority." Well, you are a progressive majority of one with the great mind of the universe. Even with the best of our efforts and intentions, there will always be situations that emerge that are beyond our control. Being beyond our control and remaining beyond our control are two different scenarios, as you are about to discover. Ultimately, it depends upon where we will direct our focus. We have to choose whether we will align ourselves with mass mind thinking or take the path less traveled on our prosperity journey. This story from my memoir should inspire you to keep thinking and speaking about your progression. Out of control. In 1992, the country was in recession, and I experienced my first exposure to a disaster and its effects, not only from a personal perspective, but through the eyes of an entrepreneur and business owner. The Los Angeles riots, also known as the Rodney King riots, resulted from the acquittal of four police officers accused in the videotaped beating of Rodney King, a black motorist. Another reason cited for the uprising was the extremely high unemployment among residents of South Los Angeles, which had been hit very hard by the nationwide recession. Viewers saw continuous television coverage of parts of our city in flames, lives lost and injured, and damage that was estimated up to $1 billion. Obviously, many entertainment and sports events were postponed or canceled. You can imagine how the hospitality and special events industries are highly impacted by societal conditions and the economic climate. One large event that I coordinated that year went on as planned, but by 1993, I was definitely concentrating on the application of prosperity principles to create a surge of new business. Cruise control. During that time, while everyone in my industry was discussing how terrible business was, I refused to listen. Instead, I stuck my nose in my prosperity lessons, and without any other effort, a door opened that produced a miracle. One day, out of the blue and for the first time, a saleswoman from the Los Angeles Business Journal called to ask if I would advertise in meetings and conventions, a supplement to the newspaper that would also be distributed to a couple of other major cities besides Los Angeles. I told Eva, the saleswoman, that I never advertised, which was true. But suddenly my intuition prompted me to ask if they accepted articles from contributing writers. My own utterance surprised me. The truth is that I had never written an article in my life. Eva said I would need to speak to the editorial department to find out if I could submit an article to the appropriate editor. I recall that she was nice but not too encouraging, but I followed through. I was learning to pay serious attention to my intuitive promptings. The editorial department said I could submit an article, but there was no guarantee of acceptance. I sat down to write an article relating to the wonderful event sites that Los Angeles had to offer the meeting planner. I painted word pictures of various Los Angeles locations without actually revealing names, and I did my best to add intrigue and wit to my descriptions. I realized that this article could potentially be a draw to clients needing my services if it happened to be seen by those clients. I let my intuition guide me in the process. By now, I was accustomed to asking for inner guidance and opening myself to receive it. But the foundation of my trust in this situation came from the fact that the phone call from Eva had arrived out of the blue as I was applying my prosperity techniques. I assumed that the universe was responding to my need, and I was meant to write this article. I never mentioned my company name or myself in the article, but I did want to come across like I knew what I was talking about, so that the reader would assume that I really knew the business. My name and company were only mentioned in the byline at the end. In those days, we didn't have websites and links, and the journal didn't allow any contact information. The byline simply read, "Marilyn Janae is the owner of Marilyn Janae Locations, a renowned special event location company with offices in Los Angeles." I titled the article, "Unique Venues for Off-Site Events." The journal published my article in the supplement, and although I don't recall all the specific business that resulted from the exposure, there was one striking incident. A meeting planner located in Lake Success, New York, yes, that's the name of a village in Nassau County, called and told me that she had been traveling, and when she returned to her office, the supplement and my article were waiting on her desk. She was searching for venues to entertain doctor members for the 10th World Congress of Gastroenterology to be held in Los Angeles, their first convention to be held in this city in 45 years. I ultimately coordinated a large event for them at Universal Studios and a more intimate one in an Art Deco penthouse. The business gained from that article, the first one I ever wrote, resulted in gross income to my company of $250,000. The profit wasn't bad either. Walking the talk, revisiting my roots. Want more proof of the results that can occur when you forget the R word and keep your attention focused on progression instead of the mass mind and media rhetoric? How about a more current manifestation to support these teachings? As Feel Free to Prosper continued to grow, I gave up that last corporate client, Campbell Soup, after booking the over-the-top mansions, the English castle, and the private island for their huge promotions. It was time to devote myself exclusively to Feel Free to Prosper and to release my former business of 2 decades. In 2008, our nation was in the throes of what was considered the worst economic downturn since the 1930s. As I advocated progression, not recession, in my writings and interviews, 2 huge corporate clients came out of the blue and asked me to secure locations and coordinate their upscale events. I had no previous contact with these companies. I had not booked these types of events for 5 years. I was no longer involved with my events business and had no intention of seeking clients for that business. Moreover, all the news media were reporting serious cuts in corporate spending, especially for entertaining. The events industry was bemoaning a severe decrease in business. And yet I managed to attract $2 billion corporate clients, even though I had released my business years before. What does this mean? It means that if you maintain your prosperity thoughts and place your reliance exclusively on an abundant universe that does not know scarcity or hard times, those who have money to spend will seek you out. But you must create the space and consciousness to receive them. I accepted those 2 bookings because I felt that the universe sent them to publicly support my conviction that with the right mindset, we can prosper in any economy. But following those bookings, I made the decision that I would never again coordinate events. I knew that my life had transitioned permanently and there was no turning back. My heart and soul would be exclusively devoted to helping others with my teachings. The economy had not changed for me. What R word? I chose not to participate. Chapter 43, Positive or Negative Impact on Your Business. Our subject is still the economy, However, here are my nuts and bolts recommendations that will determine the impact that the economy will have on your business. Let's get down to business and rise to your potential. What can I be thankful for? Look at your business, your customers or clients, and pick out those things that you can truly be thankful for. Focus on what's right about your business right now. Give thanks for those clients or customers that you do have. Don't focus on those who have tightened up their budgets or are missing an action that may be temporary. And if not, start giving thanks for the new ones you are now attracting. Yes, even before you attract them. Gratitude is a most powerful way to become victorious over challenges that we feel we cannot control. We can control them if we learn to answer to a higher authority. Praise and bless. Remember that what you praise and bless continues to grow and expand. This works for anything in your life, and now is the time to apply this principle to your business. Here's one of the affirmations I used in my former events business when it was quiet and I wanted to manifest a new client. I love my business and my business loves me. Voila! Within a very short time, a new corporate client would show up out of the blue. I believe my affirmation magnetized them right to my door. Increase your trust fund. Here is another set of affirmations to increase your trust and keep your attention focused where it belongs. I was once introduced to a woman who had achieved victory over a life-threatening form of leukemia 5 years prior to our meeting. Once, when I was experiencing a business upset, Marty called and got me right back on track with these affirmations. My situation was resolved the following day and produced even more profits than expected. I have used these to great reward and encourage my students and you to use them. I can't wait to see what good comes from this. My trust fund is enormous. Now remember, it's not only the words of an affirmation that have the impact. It's the feeling attached to the words. So the more feeling you bring to an affirmation, the more effective it will be. When things are slow in your business, you can cultivate the attitude of, I can't wait to see what good comes from this, or only good can come from this, as the catalyst for guidance to other ideas for your business that can be even more productive or profitable than usual. Loosen your hold on the habitual way of doing things and open yourself to new possibilities. We are creatures of habit, and we know the subconscious mind does not want to change, so it often takes something uncomfortable to shake us up and out of a rut in order to grow. You can use situations that appear to be negative to springboard you into new and different avenues to prosper in your business and your life. You have absolutely nothing to lose by assuming the attitude that great possibilities await you, even when the rest of the nation or world is having a pity party. Who can I serve? Instead of constantly wondering how you can get more business, put your thoughts on what you can give, especially at a time like this. Who can I serve today? What service can I provide right now that people need and will gladly pay for? If you have been following my other recommendations, your answers will surely come. Chapter 44. So what is real success to you? I've had decades to ponder this idea of success and what it really means, and I have arrived at the following conclusion. To me, success means being connected to your universal source of supply, invisible substance, or whatever you perceive that creative intelligence to be. You know that with your connection in place, this source energy will provide you with whatever you require for your health, wealth, and happiness. Success is becoming open and receptive to receive your supply from the universal parent through the umbilical cord of your thoughts and feelings through your belief. Now, money, for example, can come and go. Someone can have $1 million one day and lose it the next day in the stock market or in business. But the $1 million does not represent success. If a person is connected to their source of supply, they know that substance is unlimited. And even though it may retreat, they know it will flow again toward them just like the tides. They know that substance in any form, not just financial, is always available according to their ability to receive. according to their heartfelt, deep inner conviction and connection to the source. The late producer Mike Todd, one of Elizabeth Taylor's husbands, said, "Being broke is a temporary situation. Being poor is a state of mind." Although I strongly suggest that you never use those B and P words, I have to say that this man truly had a success consciousness. He knew at some level, consciously or unconsciously, that appearances meant nothing and that he could always receive again because he was connected to his source. I have experienced outer success and accomplishment. I have also had my dark nights of the soul. But it was during one dark night of the soul, the final one, that I finally got it. I knew, really knew, that no matter what the appearance was at that moment, my supply was at hand because I was connected. Not just paying lip service, but really connected. My supply arrived, and it arrived faster than I ever could have imagined. From that moment on, I have considered myself a success no matter what the current condition of the tides was. Years ago, one of my teachers gave me this affirmation: "All my wants and needs are filled now." All my wants and needs are filled now. Perfect. Knowing that whatever your need or want is, you have the ability to open your mind and heart to the universe and receive it without limitation. Knowing that you are connected, tapped into the source of every good thing, a source that wants to give to you, not withhold from you. What could be more successful than that? Success is not to be measured by how much material wealth is possessed, but whether you are able to create at will what you need. Paramahansa Yogananda. Chapter 45. How he manifested a super role in a film, literally. In November 2004, an entertainment news story in USA Today caught my attention. It was an extraordinary illustration of playing the role that we desire to become. The young man in the story was a natural. He was unknowingly using the same principles taught in Feel Free to Prosper Lesson 3, Accept It Now. As a result, he manifested himself a super role in a movie, literally, and in spite of some pretty tremendous odds. Here's the inside scoop. On Halloween 2003, Brandon walked into a Hollywood bowling alley in a very distinctive costume: glasses, dark suit, tie, and white shirt unbuttoned to reveal a blue undershirt with logo. Add the recognizable hair, and it's no wonder he won first prize as Superman in their costume contest. He had always wanted to play Superman, and all his life people said he looked like Superman. But he was an unknown actor. On that Halloween night, though, Brandon was Superman. Little did he know that a year later, after being chosen from thousands of international candidates, he would become the next Man of Steel in a movie role that wasn't even a possibility that previous Halloween. The name of the bowling alley was Lucky Strike, by the way. Was Brandon Routh just lucky? Of course not. We know better. It's not luck. It's law. Accept it now. Your acceptance of your desire in the now moment is your bridge that will take you from your present outer reality to your fulfilled desire. Words and affirmations are a great means to condition the subconscious mind to eliminate negative patterns and prepare for this advanced work, but I believe that one moment of acceptance of your desire, one moment filled with the reality of your answered prayer, is more powerful than 1,000 affirmations stated without the corresponding feeling. That's because when we bring our feeling nature into play, we are imprinting directly on the subconscious mind and linking ourselves to the great creative forces of the universe. It's like imprinting an image directly onto photographic film. Words and affirmations have their own important role because they help us to eliminate the mental debris so that we are able to access the film and produce an untarnished image. From Feel Free to Prosper, Lesson 3. Chapter 46, Formula for Becoming a Millionaire. I think this just may be the easiest formula in the world to manifest anything at all, Profound in its effectiveness, brilliant in its simplicity. What do you think? Many years ago, I saw a panel of self-made millionaires on a television program. At that time, $1 million was really a lot of money. Each of these people had started with absolutely nothing. For example, one woman's husband had left her with 3 children and no support, and she borrowed $500 to start out. None of the panelists started with advantage. There was one common denominator among the group without exception. When the interviewer asked them what they would have done had things not worked out, the answer was always the same. The possibility never entered their minds. Not one of them ever entertained the thought of failure. It just never entered their minds. Part 4. Feel Free to Prosper, Inspiring Student Stories. Once it is recognized, once you become aware of that presence and its responsiveness to you, you can never be the same. Once you learn to align yourself with the laws and that presence, you have achieved spiritual intelligence, true intelligence. Marilyn. Feel Free to Prosper students are men and women from all walks of life and from across the globe. Different backgrounds, financial situations, education, and cultures. There are business owners and employees, entrepreneurs, sales agents, professionals, working moms, job seekers, coaches, writers, artists, performers, students, retirees, and even an Olympic champion. But they all have something very important in common. They share the one common denominator required for all prosperity students. They are ready. They are ready to change, ready to prosper, ready to move beyond limited thinking and beliefs into the potential they intuitively feel exists for them. They just need to be shown what to do. I believe you are listening to this right now because you are ready. You are reaching out to be shown what to do. So let the students on the following pages inspire you with their genuine and heartfelt accounts. For in the final section of this book, you are going to receive my most unique gift and be shown exactly what to do. I am going to give you the same lesson and mentoring session that first produced these student results. Be prepared to become another Feel Free to Prosper success story. I can't wait to hear your good news. Feel Free to Prosper student, organizational leadership. Allison's story. I was first introduced to Marilyn during a Feel Free to Prosper online workshop. I was very intrigued by the mini lessons and the postings of her students. I followed the students' posts to the Feel Free to Prosper network and read about their incredible results with the lesson work. I remember posting a message to the network that I couldn't afford to join the new monthly program, but found it interesting. Marilyn instantly pointed out that I was creating that reality with my words. At the time that I found Marilyn, I was at the lowest financial point of my life. As a recent immigrant to the U.S. with a young child, I had been unemployed for 2 years, and my husband had been laid off from his job. There were times where we had to choose between paying the electric bill and buying groceries. I did not think that I had enough money to pay for the heating bill, let alone for lesson one of the Feel Free to Prosper program. I was still very intrigued by Marilyn's posted reply to me. I emailed her, and she said that if I committed to purchasing the program, she would email lesson one to me, and I could send the money in the mail at my convenience. I confirmed my commitment, began the lesson, and within 24 hours, the manifestation started. I received more than I invested, much more. The most dramatic manifestations were forgiveness of a loan and a short-term nanny job that allowed me to watch our son while earning over $300 each weekend. Within 2 months, I sought Marilyn's help again as I was about to take my driver's license test. I had a phobia of driving and had not driven in over 7 years. Marilyn gave me some affirmations and I passed the driving test. The day after I passed the test, I received a phone call for a job interview, and they wanted me to come in the next day. The job required driving, check, and was for career counseling disadvantaged or widowed or divorced women. They offered me the job on the spot and asked me to start the following day. Within 1 day, I had a full-time job with salary and benefits, including health insurance, which we had not had in 2 years. 2 months later, I was able to purchase a new car, nicknamed Gladys, who has now accompanied me over 50,000 miles. The ability to drive again and with confidence was huge for me. Every time I get in the car, I say thank you for peace of mind and a safe journey. Within 6 months, the house across the street from us, from the apartment we were renting, was put on the market, a double-unit house for only $30,000. We were able to purchase the house, and I became a first-time homeowner. We were able to live in one unit while renting the other out, helping to offset the mortgage payment and home repairs. Our garden has been featured in the Garden Walk of Buffalo for the past 2 years, and the living roof my husband created has been featured in local and national media. Also, there is a wonderful community of neighbors on our street. A year into my job, I realized that the job environment was no longer the right fit for me, and I felt it was time to find a new job. I sought Marilyn's help, and she offered to mentor me privately. I had no idea where this money would come from. However, I trusted in Marilyn's teachings, and I said, okay, with no idea of how I would pay her. A week later, I visited my dad, and he handed me a check for the exact amount out of the blue. Then one day, while following Marilyn's guidance to manifest my ideal job, I felt guided to visit the website of a college that I had not visited before. Under job postings, they listed a job that was uniquely suited to my experience and background. Also, I dearly wished to return to graduate school, as my ultimate career dream is to become a professor. But I felt that it was too late for me to go back to school with a child to care for, financial obligations, etc. This job included health benefits for the family, with an added benefit of free tuition for me and for family members. The job posting deadline had passed, so I thought it was too late, but my husband urged me to apply anyway, and I sent in my resume. A few weeks later, I received a call for an interview, and they offered me the job. I am now happier in a position that I enjoy, with positive interpersonal relationships at work, and I am also 12 credits into my master's degree with a 4.0. The master's degree has another exciting component as well. The program has a study group format which applies to 40% of students' grades. The study group can be the most challenging or rewarding part of the program. I found a group of four other remarkable women, and we have formed a cohesive, rewarding group. We are becoming an important part of each other's lives, and it is the best part of the education program so far. One of the members of the group stated that it was serendipitous for us to find each other, and our group name became Serendipity. Marilyn calls it synchronicity. I should also note that a large part of this job is driving, too. When I think over the past few years, it's funny how everything lined up at the exact right time. I am now enjoying my return to academia, and I feel I'm on the right path towards my goal of becoming a university professor. I will soon be applying to PhD programs. Allison Wilcox, Buffalo, New York. Update. I received my master's degree in April 2010 and again returned for Marilyn's guidance to seek my next dream job. And I found it. I became a senior vice president for an organization empowering girls and young women. I love what I do and the people that I work with. As an added bonus, my study group from my master's program created a side business, an organizational leadership consulting company. My annual income has more than doubled since I obtained my first job with Marilyn, and all this during a national recession. I feel much more powerful now as I grow to understand more about the laws. I feel they have firmly taken hold in my subconscious and that I am truly able to create the life that I desire. It's been wonderful going through this journey with Marilyn. Feel Free to Prosper student, medical doctor, Alexandra's story. For nearly 20 years, I was an OBGYN doctor in private practice in New York. Shortly before I met Marilyn, I decided that I would leave medicine and look for another business. I first heard Marilyn on a conference call a few years ago, and although I can't recall now exactly what she said, I remember how her words spoke to me. I felt I had to telephone her right after that call, and when she answered, I said, "Marilyn, I need your help." I became a student of the Feel Free to Prosper program, studying the lessons and doing the homework. Immediately, remarkable things started to happen and unexpected money began to arrive. I got a telephone call stating I won a free gas card, and at a business conference in Las Vegas, I won hundreds of dollars in the slot machines in the first 5 minutes. Then, during a session at a personal development seminar, the teacher was demonstrating a game with money, and I obviously had the strongest intention to have the money because I won and went home $795 richer. These and many other seemingly inexplicable examples of increased prosperity continued to happen, and it was certainly exciting. It felt as though a slight shift in my thoughts could change everything. Of course, I now understand the absolute truth of that, but after a lifetime of negative thinking, focusing on the positive and eliminating the old negativity was challenging. Being able to imagine and feel that what I wanted had already happened required some serious practice. However, Marilyn's lessons really helped me to overcome my old habits of worrying, and little by little, my thoughts and then my feelings shifted. I realized that in reality, a slight shift is enough to change everything. When I decided to leave medicine, I wanted a business that would allow me to have a more balanced life, something that would bring a good income but also give me more time with my family. I tried several different home-based businesses but never seemed to find just the right one. Finally, I decided to study real estate investing, and at an investment seminar, I was introduced to a home-based business that was different than anything I had seen before. I got out Marilyn's lessons and studied them again, and I began having excellent results right away. It was very easy to do, and in my second week in that business, I received a very substantial check. Very recently, I used Marilyn's teachings to learn to trust and follow the universe's guidance toward the right path, and it has been most exciting. I recently became a Florida resident, and I decided to apply for a Florida medical license because I felt that I still had a lot to contribute and I could favorably impact people as a physician. Marilyn always felt that my true calling was still in medicine. The process for medical licensure in Florida is fairly onerous and took about a year, and then I was required to appear before the Board of Medicine. Initially, I was granted a license requiring direct supervision because I had had a significant 6-year absence from practice. But then I was guided to the right attorney who had the board reconsider my case, and they issued me an unrestricted license. This meant that I could choose to work as a physician in any number of different settings anywhere in the state of Florida. I knew that I didn't want to practice OBGYN again. I wanted more regular hours and didn't want the same life I had before. I was guided to search the internet, and I found the perfect opportunity where I joined an existing medical practice that was opening up a new location. My new partner is a fantastic person, and I now have regular hours, no night calls, and the income is quite lucrative as well. And I just closed my first real estate investment deal. The universal principles just keep on delivering for me, and life just keeps getting better and better. Thanks, Marilyn. Alexandra Taylor, MD, Coral Springs, Florida. Phil, Free to Prosper student, web designer. Russ's story. Marilyn's teachings have instilled a number of principles that continue to influence my life. Gratitude, divine indifference, and one of my favorite sayings, the universe is always on time. Starting with lesson one of her program, results began to appear almost immediately. I was going through a number of changes in my life, establishing a freelance web design business, selling my home, and dealing with relationship issues. I was fortunate to have Marilyn's direct guidance during this time. She helped me with affirmations and visualization for receiving a price I wanted for my house, one that was higher than I had hoped for before starting her lessons. In fact, the house sold quickly for within $100 of that higher price. Not only did I attract a buyer, the universe had brought the right buyer for my home, with additional negotiations for appliances and the closing terms making it a unique and enjoyable experience. My plan was to rent for 3 years until I knew what direction my business was going to take and whether I would need the extra space demanded by a home-based venture. As the closing date loomed nearer and nearer, I was unable to find a suitable rental property and expanded the search beyond my self-imposed price limit. My first viewing was of a loft in a small village on the north shore of Lake Erie. I immediately fell in love with the place. Correction, I fell in love with the space. It was perfect, not only in size, but the layout, location, colors, and feel were inspiring for a creative freelancer like myself. 13-foot ceilings with an 18-foot vault, 28 feet of windows overlooking the harbor and Lake Erie, and an elevated rear deck and gazebo backing onto a marina. The only issue my mind struggled with was the price. I made an offer to the owner somewhere between his asking price and my original limit, then returned home and contacted Marilyn. Again, through her guidance and exercises, I went to bed that night, knowing the loft was going to become my home. Early the next morning, the owner called with a counteroffer only $25 per month higher than my offer. Once again, not only was the price right, but the terms were ideal for my needs, including early access to the unit, which helped me make my move easy. I had planned on buying new furniture, but found that my budget didn't stretch as far as I had hoped. While driving to yet another furniture store, I was contemplating whether to go over my budget by $2,500 to purchase exactly what I wanted, or stick to my original budget and accept less in terms of quality and style. On that trip to the furniture store, I received a call on my cell phone from a prospect from months earlier, and they were giving me a project worth $2,500. Talk about the universe being on time. Over these past few years, I have returned to Lesson 1 several times and experienced results every time. I strive to make gratitude and divine indifference part of my daily habits. I continue to discover positive benefits in ways I could not have imagined when I first met Marilyn through an online networking website several years ago. Part of the magic of Marilyn is the simplicity of the principles that she teaches. Rereading books or listening to audio programs that I have purchased over the past 25 years, I see now that the authors and speakers are talking about theories in harmony with these universal laws or even making direct reference to them. But none of it clicked or began to influence my life until I came across Marilyn and committed to the deceptively simple exercises in her lessons. Most recently, I have used her principles to help achieve a weight loss of 25 pounds and counting, and even to improve my pool game. One important lesson was to not become attached to a specific item, person, or outcome, but to believe that what you need will be brought to you when you need it. For example, had I not secured the loft when I moved, the disappointment would be countered by the knowledge that the perfect home would come to me at the right time. This understanding has helped me turn around situations that others may have considered major disappointments in life. A business partnership that I had spent several thousand dollars and almost a month working towards fell through at the very last moment. Was I disappointed? Absolutely. But I also knew that had it been the right deal at the right time, it would have closed. 2.5 years later, I came to own that same business outright, and for considerably less than the partnership was going to cost. Not only was the universe on time, once again, it saved me tens of thousands of dollars in the process. That belief system, the knowledge I now hold at the very core of my being, has even helped me in dealing with the end of a romantic relationship in my life. Thanks to Marilyn's teachings, every day I awake knowing the right people, the right situations, and the right opportunities will come to me at the right time. And that's a great way to live each day. Russ Jackman, Ontario, Canada, internetadvisor.ca. Phil Free to Prosper student, Olympic champion, Catherine's story. My name is Catherine Garceau, a passionate health advocate and Olympic medalist from Sydney 2000 in synchronized swimming. While my mission in life was revealed to me following a life-changing experience I had while hiking the Red Rocks, getting out of my own way to make it happen created more struggle than I could handle. You would think as an Olympic medalist, life is just made for you. The truth is that even someone with the drive and discipline to reach such an achievement in life can be just as vulnerable to life issues and a dark night of the soul as others, and sometimes more so. My journey has been one of following my passion and interest to find the underlying causes behind disease, which for me was fueled by a need to free myself of disordered eating behaviors, depression, and anxiety. During this search, challenges always provided me with insight or new important information. At the same time, going against the wind often left me in a place of financial insecurity and scarcity. At the dawn of my 31st birthday, I remember feeling upset and discouraged to still be living in a place of lack when, as everyone would always point out to me, I had so many potential channels for abundance to flow in. No matter what the reason, I couldn't get my mind around the fact that I had the knowledge and passion to create so much value for myself and others. I felt confused and doubtful about where to start. My challenge had always been to be way too hard on myself, and it was now time to climb out of my own tailspin with regard to my health, body, and financial lack. Just as I was reaching deep within, Marilyn Janae and I met through unusual synchronicity. On our first conversation, I knew I had found the mentor teacher I needed. Marilyn's wisdom of the laws of the universe and her own striking successes she attributes to synchronicity and guidance resonated with me very deeply, so I became a student of her Feel Free to Prosper program. Her approach was like no other I had studied before. She made it so simple that it became easy to apply the laws, unlike many other book philosophies I had tried to apply to my daily life. The lessons and recordings of her audio program produced incredibly fast results. In exactly 2 short weeks, I manifested a dream home, job, and opportunity that was in perfect alignment with my vision to bring my health goals and spiritual quest and outreach into action. It was the perfect environment to promote my own health and progress while also creating and developing special healing programs for others. Over the years of doing the prosperity work with Marilyn, I have used Feel Free to Prosper to help uplift me through hard times. Every time, her work gives me a new level of appreciation for its simplicity and efficacy. I'm a much more confident woman because of it. My zest for life, resourcefulness, and intuition always get a spike when I use Marilyn's principles. I become more creative, and financial avenues open up gracefully instead of with struggle. I have often read and heard that prosperity in your bank account is nothing more than a reflection of your conscious and subconscious programming around money and prosperity. Change your mind, change your life. Easier said than done with our stubborn subconscious mind and unique emotional landscapes. Marilyn, however, helps us understand how to gently work with the subconscious so that it doesn't put up resistance and allows for a peaceful shift into prosperity. I am a better wellness coach today because I take into consideration this very principle of not causing too much resistance when I select affirmations for each person. My clients thank me for it, and I have Marilyn to thank. Marilyn's work was a catalyst for a great shift in my life, which I continue to honor and be thankful for today. Magnetizing abundance in my life came from really understanding that the source is ultimately the universe and that it is unlimited. Going deeper and deeper by applying the lessons, I was able to change those feelings of separateness, poverty, and confusion to ones of complete gratitude and trust in the universe's plan for me. Today, I see how I attract reality that always matches my new feelings. If I don't like what I see, I know it's time to go back to the lessons and uncover another layer of abundance. God, spirit, universe, or source, whatever we choose to call it, is always there waiting to be received into our lives, guide us, nurture us, and lead us in just the right direction, in the right place, or to the right people, no matter what is going on in our present reality. Marilyn's own story of synchronicity and guidance and mastering universal laws has prepared her well to teach us to receive. Catherine Garceau, Montreal, Canada, CatherineGarceau.com. Feel Free to Prosper student, spiritual consultant, Chandra's story. My story is really one of going from suffering, lack, and limitation, living under the oppression of victimhood patterns, to that of freedom to fulfill my spiritual destiny of helping to heal a planet. When I reached out and called Marilyn that day, my outer circumstances were dire, and I had only $5 of my own to work with. But I already knew it was necessary for me to dare to do what I could not yet see, if there was ever going to be something better for me and for my children. I had already rejected the slow death sentence of the soul that would have been to just allow things to continue as they were. I was a very dedicated, full-time, stay-at-home mom with 4 children ages 18 months to 13 years, and in a stress-filled marriage. Their father, controlling and abusive, had insufficiently addressed emotional and chemical imbalances that were very destructive to the family. It had snowballed to the point where I could no longer keep it together emotionally for everyone, with the constant strain of living on the edge of poverty and with no peace in the house. I was drained emotionally and energetically, just barely keeping the family and myself out of one crisis after another. I also knew there was something important for me to do that was way beyond the context of family, and that staying in such a vortex of negativity and lack would never allow me to get to it. Things had to change, and I had already come to the realization that I was never going to change him. I would have to make the change I needed to get myself and my four precious children out of the hole we were in. It was a long shot when I asked Marilyn to help me for the only personal money I had, $5 in my PayPal account, promising to tithe the rest as I could. I remember feeling some shame that it was all I could offer, but even more, I remember the rising feeling of excitement when she agreed. I knew I had cracked open the door to my freedom. Because I felt so motivated to bring change to my life, I was diligent about applying the program she sent me. The first form of abundance that I remember was how it opened up love for me again. A beautiful, affirming, online connection who briefly partnered with me in business jump-started my spiritual consulting and group work. That has grown to this day to include clients from about 18 countries. Marilyn's program just seemed to work like magic as I applied it to my life, and money flowed in the wake of my full heart. Within a few months, I was living on my own with the children, growing my confidence and personal income while functioning in my new role as a single working parent. By the end of the first year, I was living with the children in a different home in the country, rented completely on my own, without a man, a job, a regular income, or rent history of my own. Also, the universe had literally gifted me with a great car with luxury features, one that I still drive today 3 years later. An elderly man had died and left his car to someone in need, and I was the one the universe chose. I continued to step forward in faith, employing the prosperity work, and watched in awe as our needs were being met. Then came the point that I felt my spiritual path and work calling me to higher service, and I realized that I could no longer continue as sole caregiver to all of the children and have enough time and focus to answer that call. The universe responded magnificently as family members have become involved and their father has resolved many of his personal issues to help as well. I recently found out that the children's expenses and even higher education coverage is now being offered to them through an avenue that was totally unexpected. Meanwhile, I am freed up to pursue the important spiritual work I came to this planet to do. For me, it is not about how much money I possess or that I live a life of luxury. Rather, it is that I am abundantly provided for in my life and that my purpose on this planet is supported and fulfilled in the carrying out of my spiritual work and making my contribution to humanity. When needs arise, funds and resources just rise to meet the occasion. Like a recent, unexpected trip to Mexico for a seminar that cost several $1,000s, within a week or so, the funds for the trip were completely covered. My new website is being constructed for a mere fraction of its potential $20,000 value. A professional service was lovingly rendered to me in a comfortable setting at no charge in exchange for work I had already done. A dynamic new love and healing work partner has shown up, available and with all the qualities I specifically ordered from my universe. Life is so good. As I look at my progression from where I was when I began using the Feel Free to Prosper principles, I see how I was looking outside myself for emotional support, energetic sustenance, and financial maintenance. All things which in my present, empowered state, I now experience as completely provided from the source within. This is the grace of moving from an external economy focused on money and fear of lack to an internal economy of love and trust in ever-present abundance. Chandra Rose of Light, West Virginia, roseoflight.com. Feel Free to Prosper student, copywriter, ghostwriter. Michael's story. Marilyn's teachings subtly influence events at Buckingham Palace. Marilyn boldly states that with her teachings, you will have the universe on speed dial. Well, That was interesting because I'd been getting used to the exact opposite, slowness. In the first week of applying Marilyn's lessons for a ghostwriting project, I confirmed a foreword by Prince Philip and a dedication by Lady Soames, daughter of Winston Churchill. The universe loves speed. Wow. The palace response almost immediately.